with a look at Radio On The Go Sports for a Friday morning. Here we go. Dwayne Carstens, Kalem J. All right, we are going to gun through the scorecard. Last night, one volleyball match. Clarence Goldfield Dallas sweeping Fort Dodge St. Edmund 3-0. In high school cross country, let's take a look at what happened around the area. Independence meet had Iowa Falls Alden, AGWSR. Boys were 8th place. The girls were 4th place as a team. Top runner for IFA was Danny Reeks with a 21-minute run. And on the boys' side, Hunter Miller was the best runner there in 18 minutes and 53 seconds. 15th place for Hunter. At the Clear Lake Invitation, a lot of area teams competing up there, of course. And let's take a look at the team standings. First, girls' side, Forest City with the team championship, an amazing 35-point score. Very dominant there for the Indians. Also, Hampton Dumacal was 6th, and Clarksville placed 8th at Clear Lake. On the boys' side, Forest City also winning with a very good score of 40 points. 5th place was North Butler. West Fork finished in 9th. Hampton Dumacal boys were 12th, and BK Belmont Clemmy was 13th. Individually, on the boys' side, Traeger Pakey paced the Bearcats with an 8th place overall, so a top 10 for Traeger in 17 minutes, 49 seconds. 24th place for Christopher Greenfield of BK in 18:36. Connor Miller of Hampton Dumacal was 26th. Xavier Baptiste of West Fork was 27th. And Howie Clark of Clarksville was the best runner for the Indians with a 75th place finish. On the girls' side, the second place runner was Addison Volker. Runner-up finish for the North Butler Bearcat, having a great season, 19 minutes, 23 seconds. Hampton Dumacal's Lydia Moss finishes in 16th place. Belmont Clemmy's best was Lila Swenson with 45th, and Molly Bloker of Clarksville, the best Indian runner with 61st placing at Clear Lake. And also, let's take a look at some other action from college volleyball. It was Drake over Ohio, 3-2, and Iowa State fell to UC Santa Barbara in Ames, 3-1 yesterday in the Cardinal Gold Challenge. The UNI tournament, the Northern Iowa Panthers win in straight sets over North Dakota. Women's college soccer, Oklahoma defeats Iowa State 4-1, that is, in college soccer. And the Iowa Cubs win a 9-3 game against the St. Paul Saints. Let's go to high school football, where the 9th-rated Hampton Dumacal football team takes on number 6 Nevada in a homecoming game and final non-district game tonight in Hampton. Both teams also entered the contest undefeated. The Bulldogs 3-0 after a dominant home opening win over West Marshall, 43-0 last week. Head coach Cole Miller says the Cubs this week present a diverse rushing attack for the Bulldogs to track, and says that homecoming builds on a great climate at home games created by the Bulldog community.
They're a very good football team. They are tough. They're physical. They like to run the ball at you with their running back, with their quarterback. They have a big tight end who moves around at a fullback spot, too, and leads the hole. So I'm expecting a very, very physical football game. Very, very good football team that's going to come down for homecoming this week. The energy, all the people coming back and supporting, that's just going to add to that atmosphere that we love already. So I'm excited to see all the fans in the stands and just feed off that energy.
And Miller says the Cubs provide a great preview of upcoming district opponents.
There's a lot of exciting football to be played coming up down the road, and I think Nevada is going to be a good test for us. They're a tough football team. They run some stuff that our district runs offensively, defensively, so I think this will be a good preparation as well as a good test for us headed into that district.
And the Cubs are 3-0 after a solid win over PCM 27-7 last week. And last year's meeting, the Cubs won a thriller, heartbreaking for Hampton Dumacal, 24-23 in Nevada. Kickoff in Hampton at 7 p.m. this evening. We'll have updates on KLMJ throughout the night. The Clarksville football team travels to Iowa Star Conference foe Tripola for a non-district matchup as Hampton Dumacal is at home. We cover Clarksville tonight. They are undefeated. The Indians are 4-0 after a district win over Janesville last week. Head coach Darren Bolin says the Panthers this week are young and competitive, and says the Indians are looking forward to a great night of football against Tripola.
Well, you know, they're always ready to compete, and I think Coach Urbanek always has them prepared. So it's going to be a game that we got to go into and be ready for it. You know, and I understand that, you know, they did lose, you know, I think 10 seniors from last year who were very good. But, you know, so they got some young guys in there. But, you know, those young guys are competing, and that's what we got to be ready for. Trupola has some great tradition, and it is an Iowa Star battle. So we're looking forward to it, and our kids are looking forward to it, and I'm sure theirs are. It's just going to be a fun night of football, and hopefully we can come out with a win.
The Indians are being led by rushing quarterback McCade Bloker, 639 yards of rushing, the most in eight player this year, and the fourth most rushing yards in the state this season. And sophomore Owen Baker has rushed for 429 yards as well. Indian leading tackler on defense, Kyvin Kuhlman, with 39.5 total tackles and four sacks. Panther head coach Joe Urbanek says the Indians know Trapullo's identity and the Panthers need to match their physicality.
We're well aware of their identity. I think they know their identity quite well. They are, you know, a big physical football team that really wants to just pound it at you. I think they have 9 attempts on the year passing. And they've been successful when they've done it, but you know they know who they are. Coach Bowen knows who they are. And, you know, we're going to do what we can. We're going to have to load the box on them and bring as many bodies to the football as we can. We know what's in front of us. You know, we know that they're going to want to be physical with us. You know, we got to hope to match that physicality and get as many bodies around the football as we can.
The Trapola Panthers won last year's meeting 58-42, and the Indians are looking for their first win over the Panthers since 2014. The game will air on 104.9 KLMJ with the Rolling Ford Road to the Dome warm-up show for Clarksville beginning at 6:15, kickoff at 7 o'clock at Trapola High School football field. The Accolade Geneva Wellsburg Steamboat Rock football team will continue district play by hosting 8th-rated Nashua Plainfield for its homecoming game tonight. The Cougars are 1-2 overall and 1-1 in their district after a loss to North Tama. Head coach James Cope says his guys were beaten in the trenches due to inconsistency, a point that was hammered in this week's film study.
We were showing them how bad the bad looked, and then we would also show them how good the good looked. And so, you know, the focus this week has been, one, we've got to show more grit, you know, more determination, regardless of how the plays are going, whether they're in our favor or not. We have got to, you know, fight to the bitter end. And then two, you know, if we're going to be consistent, especially against this Nashua Plainfield team, which I said preseason is probably the second best team in our district to Wapsie Valley, to beat a team like that, you can beat a team like that. We can win. We have got to be consistent in all three levels of the game.
Nashua Plainfield cracked the rankings this week after a 3-0 start. A wing T rushing attack is led by Titus Evans and Aiden Yellner. And Coach Cope says the key to defending that offense is discipline up front for his Cougars.
If your line play is better than theirs and we're following the pulling guards or we're getting through and disrupting the pulling guards getting outside, and then our outside backers and our strong safeties and corners are flying to the football and hitting people, you can stop their offense. Okay, and then once you stop buck sweep, then they're going to run fullback trap or they're going to run ISO. They're going to do those plays off of that. And so we have to be careful that we do those things consistently. And then we also have to be ready. Their passes, they don't have a lot of passing, but when they do, they're very efficient and they're very successful in what they're completing.
Last week, the Cougars amassed 188 rushing yards but squandered scoring opportunities by committing 3 turnovers. Caden Abbas leading the Cougar rushers with 475 yards, the fourth most in Class A. And tonight's game for AGWSR hosting Nashua Plainfield will air on 99 The Wave, our featured game tonight from Accolade, Rolling Ford Road to the Dome warm-up show at 6:15, followed by opening kickoff at 7 p.m. again in Accolade. North Butler football team will try to remain undefeated when they host a perennial power Wapsie Valley in district play tonight in Green. It's the first meeting between the two schools since 2013. The Bearcats are 3-0 after a shutout win over West Fork last week. Head coach Jordan Vanderloop says returning home will be significant and says the Bearcats have to take responsibility for their roles in their matchups with the Warriors this evening.
It's going to be great finding it back to home field. Use that to our advantage. Wapsie Valley is a talented team. They got quick kids on it. Quarterbacks and backs run the ball hard. Line, open up holes for them. So we need to make sure that we're defensively sound on it. Offensively, we need to make sure we're getting hat on hat. They play downhill. They'll come fill the holes hard. So we need to make sure that everyone's doing their job and taking responsibility for our roles on the offense and defensive side of the ball.
And the Wapsie Valley Warriors are 2-1 after a shutout win over at South Winnipeg last week. And the Warriors won last year's meeting, 62, or the 2013 meeting, that is, a number of years ago, 62-0 in Green. Kickoff tonight at 7 p.m. for the Bearcats. Iowa Falls Alden football team faces Union Community for their homecoming game tonight. The Cadets are 0-3 after the 63-6 loss to Clear Lake last week. Head coach Eric Walkingstick says district play begins a new season for the Cadets, and with it, opportunity to improve.
Right now, we're starting off at 0-0. The Union starts off at 0-0. As we get in district play, this is for playoffs. This is for everything. And so for us, we've got to find a new level. We've got to, as coaches, you know, coach a little harder. We're going to have to find things that work, and we're going to have to streamline some things, because once you get to district play, there's no do-overs for us. And this is the next level. You know, we talk about three seasons with our players, and that first season is done. Our second season is beginning with our district play. And to get to that third season, which is the playoffs, we have to go out and do some things really well in our district play. So, you know, we're just excited for that opportunity.
And the Union Knights come into the game with an 0-3 record as well to Cadet Homecoming in Iowa Falls. It is week here for the week number 4 of Friday Night Football. And here we go. There we go. Let's get it going. Maybe. There we are. Let's get the music up and who plays who to go out here on our sportscast. Again, Nashville Plainfield at AGWSR in Ackley, our featured game on 99 The Wave. It is Clarksville at Chipola, our featured game on 104.9 KLMJ. Applington Parkersburg hosts second-rated MFL Marmac tonight in Parkersburg. St. Ansgar hosting Belmont Clemmy. Garner Hayfield Ventura goes to Clarion Goldfield Dows. Dyke New Hartford at Sumner Fredericksburg. Top-rated Grundy Center at East Marshall. Hampton Dumont Callaghan hosting the Nevada Cubs for homecoming this evening. Again, Union at Iowa Falls. Alden, North Butler hosting Wapsie Valley. South Hardin at Alburnett. And the West Fork Warhawks are up at a very good Lake Mills team tonight at 7 o'clock. And some other games of interest. Janesville hosting Meskwaki Settlement and 8-player football. It is North Union at West Hancock. Mason City Newman hosting South Winneshiek. North Tama entertains BCLUW. Denver at Central Springs this evening. South Hardin, we mentioned, at Alburnett. Hudson is hosting Waterloo Columbus this evening. Spirit Lake at Forest City. Estherville Lincoln Central goes to Okoboji. Jessup at PCM. Waverly Shell Rock at Clear Lake for an interesting matchup. Also, Algona hosting Boyden Hall Rock Valley. And next week's opponent for Hampton Dumont Cal Humboldt at North Polk. Mason City at Charles City this evening. And Webster City is at West Delaware. And we'll have, of course, more sports coming up at Noontime Junction Sports. And don't forget the Dale Howard Overdrive tonight. Dale Howard Sports Overdrive with all the scores and reports following high school football. I'm Dwayne Carson's reporting, Radio on the Go Sports.